Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I know, you're probably sick of me by now saying that I found another fabulous guest for the podcast, and boy, I cannot wait for you to meet them. Yes, quite frankly, I'm doing that again for this episode, because the person I have to introduce you to is so gorgeous, both inside and out, has so much to say that could potentially change your life and mine, and is also co-creating with others all sorts of ways to transform our trauma, our family histories, our memories, anything that we need to change in our lives, that we need to change into light. Well, Isa Guicciardi is doing that. Now, she is very, very smart, and I just so appreciated having this conversation with her. She has degrees in cultural and linguistic anthropology, comparative religion, and transpersonal psychology, but she's also the creator of Depth Hypnosis, which from her website is a groundbreaking therapeutic model that blends elements of ancient wisdom and contemporary psychological thought. And quite honestly, Depth Hypnosis has won rave reviews from psychotherapeutic and spiritual counselors alike. But wait, there is more. She's also the author of 3 books, Coming to Peace, The New Return to the Great Mother, and of course, Depth Hypnosis. Now, she's also worked with master teachers of Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism, and Sufism, as well as expert indigenous and shamanic practitioners from around the world. I mean, she was an early pioneer in bringing shamanic and Buddhist perspectives into the clinical setting. And we talk about so much in this episode that is just so heart-filling and soul-fulfilling and really, really insanely powerful. But you know what? I'm going to stop talking right now, and I'm going to let us dive in to this next episode, because it will leave your heart full and your soul filled with light.
So this is what we did with the grief. We went in on the grief. She felt it very strongly in her heart. She breathed into her heart and found that it was like this path that opened up, like a dirt path that opened up in her heart. And we wound up in, she wasn't sure exactly where she was, but there was a lot of people around her that were grieving. And she began to say, she's from the Jewish tradition, and she began to say the prayers that are related to the services for grief. And there was all this energy came into the room, and it was, you know, I was like, wow, there's a lot going on here. The first one that comes to me is something that happened in a depth hypnosis session where I was working with a senior student who had gone through the depth hypnosis training program and had also gone through all of the training to become an applied shamanic practitioner as well. And that includes a lot of advanced practices. In the advanced class, we learn about channeling and mediumship. And in the depth hypnosis program, we learn how to move across time with regression therapy to help people get into the roots of the issues that they are having on the surface level. So we may be working in a previous time. In this lifetime, we might be working in utero, we might be working even in a past life experience. And so I was working with this student, and she, you know, she'd done a lot of work on herself, and but she was having this kind of, it wasn't kind of, it was an experience of an unrelenting grief. And it just would not, she couldn't shake it. And so we decided with depth hypnosis, the way that depth hypnosis works is we, before we do any of the deeper altered state work, we help you connect with a part of the self that has only your highest good as its sole intent. And you can experience this part of yourself as a plant or an animal or a light or a sound or a mythic or angelic being, any form that has meaning to you. And when you connect with that part of yourself that acts as an anchor or as a, you know, a safe harbor to return to when you begin to look at the deeper issues. You know, you were talking about having a guide with you in terms of a practitioner, but also in depth hypnosis, there's also a guide that is arising within you that you are recognizing and that you are working with as you go more deeply into some of the more complicated issues like grief. So we went in on the experience of grief. And what we do in depth hypnosis is whatever the presenting issue is, we will, with the help of that part of the self that has only your highest good, we will establish where that grief is in your body as you move into the altered state of awareness. And then we will help you establish an understanding of that physical sensation in an experience of energy. And then we follow that energetic experience to the situation, time, or place where it first or most significantly occurred. So this is what we did with the grief. We went in on the grief. She felt it very strongly in her heart. She breathed into her heart and found that it was like this path that opened up, like a dirt path that opened up in her heart. And we wound up in, she wasn't sure exactly where she was, but there was a lot of people around her that were grieving. And she began to say, she's from the Jewish tradition, and she began to say the prayers that are related to the services for grief. And so she was saying the prayers. I recognize the prayers. I'm not of the Jewish tradition, but I recognize the prayers because I've been to Jewish services. And so she began saying them, and there was all this energy came into the room, and it was, you know, I was like, wow, there's a lot going on here. And I began to feel the presence of other beings. And I began to feel the way that they were moving through the prayers and moving through the prayers and moving out and moving into a more fine vibratory experience. And as she was saying this, I began to get understanding that we were in a concentration camp, and that's what all these people were. And at the time, and she was so involved with saying the prayers, and she was finally able to say, "I think I'm in a concentration camp." All of the images were there, and so then all of a sudden everything shifted, and another set of prayers was said. And again, we had all of these beings moving through the session, moving through the prayers and moving out into a finer vibratory rate. And again, that shifted, and there was a slightly different kind of voice, but the same prayers. And as this happened, the shift happened three more times. And I began to realize, you know, I am, as the practitioner, I'm just there grounding and holding and calling all of the power that I have to be able to support her process. Because what she was doing, what we realized at the end, was that she had been channeling all of these different rabbis who had been caring for the people in the concentration camps, but had not been able to say the Shiva, the prayers, for the people who had died properly because they were not able to have the services. And so what they were doing is they were coming through her because she had done all the study about mediumship and she had a grounded, strong connection with internal guidance. And she had a knowledge of the Jewish tradition. And so they were working with her. And the grief that she had was the grief of her own family, who had also, many of them died in the camps. And so she was having this opportunity to be able to offer herself as a vehicle to offer this path toward liberation for not only all the people that the rabbis had longed to be able to say the prayers to, but for the rabbis themselves to be able to lay down that burden of not having been had the opportunity to help these people move along their journey into death in a more held and sacred way. So this happened with six different rabbis, with six different groups of people that they had been serving in different camps. And at this probably took about almost 2 hours. And at the end of it, as it ended, there was all of this light. There was light all the way through, but then there was this kind of like very diffuse rainbow, clear light that just filled the room and filled her. And she was infused with it. And of course, you know, she was tears streaming down her face. And, you know, I was, you know, doing, you know, I was doing my best to hold all of the process for her so that she could come out of it and move back into ordinary state of awareness. And I guided her back in. And we sat there in silence, you know, for, you know, a good half an hour, just letting it all calibrate in. And for me, you know, that was miraculous that she had the training to understand the Jewish tradition, that she had the training to understand mediumship and all the processes of transmutation and transformation that shamanic practice facilitates, and that she had the training and depth hypnosis to understand how you move across time and space with the processes of depth hypnosis, and that she had her own experience of grief that needed healing, then, and that her own experience became a vehicle not only for her own healing, but for all of the healing of all of these people in time and space who had been unable to move into the further journeys that their souls were taking them.
Isa, for being such a great guest and for also entertaining my questions about space, time, consciousness. You know, whatever question I threw at her, she answered it with so much grace. I also need to thank her for that insanely powerful story she shared, the miracle moment, the story of releasing the past, of healing both, you know, the young woman's trauma, but also going beyond time and space to heal those that had been stuck or left behind. The whole story just really grabbed my heart and changed my life that week, and it still resonates. It's still changing my life. Now, I want you to look in the episode show notes because there is a lot of good stuff there. There will be links to Isa's website, to, of course, her organization, Sacred Stream, as well as to both of their Instagrams. And then, of course, there is the Depth Hypnosis Foundation course coming up in July. So please do check out the website and see if, you know, maybe you might be heading west sometime this year, because I know they have plenty of classes on their website, and I think it would be really, really cool and really, really groovy to study with both Issa and Laura in person. I'm actually considering it, but we will see. We will see what life brings me. But please do yourself a favor and do a deeper dive on the work that they are both doing in this world and the work that is happening at Sacred Stream. Thanks to all of you who listen. And you know what would be really, really amazing is if you like what you hear on the platform of your choice, please leave a rating or a review. Those ratings and reviews help other people find this little work of mine. And I'm trying to get the good news out about magic and miracles being oh so abundant in this reality of ours. And those ratings and reviews help spread the word. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Issa. Oh my goodness, what to say? I mean, she is just so spectacular and has really created this fabulous and powerful and gorgeously transformational modality called depth hypnosis. And you know what? It took 25 years to write the book. And I'd have to say that both she and Laura, they are those kind of people who just show up and they don't quit. They keep going until the project that they're passionate about is finished and completed. And so it can be brought to the world to help other people. So I guess this week, what I would say is be like Issa and do not quit, never give up. Because she certainly doesn't, and she hasn't. And because of that, there is this way to heal in the world that's going to change people's lives. Now, what can you bring to the world that's going to change people's lives? What are you going to bring that's going to evoke more beauty? It's in you. I just know it. So think about that, or as my dad used to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And until next time, I hope you dance like no one's watching, laugh loudly and very, very long, and meet strangers who ultimately become your friends.